Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bikinis in Paradise by Kathy Daly, narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. Wednesday, June 18th.
In all your life, have you ever seen so many butts?
Amber Walton, Maggie's Hideaway's newest employee, commented as 25 scantily dressed models gathered on the lawn in front of the lodge. The Tropical Tan Corporation, which had been selling tanning lotion for the past 50 years, took selecting Ms. Tropical Tan seriously. Not only was each contestant physically fit and genetically blessed, but each model was tasked with proving her overall intelligence as well as her ability to speak articulately in front of a crowd of people. It does seem like the suits get smaller every year, TJ Jensen agreed. She watched as the fans lined up to talk to their favorite model. Each and every finalist for the spokesmodel contest was darkly tanned and exceptionally beautiful. The judges were going to have a difficult time picking one winner out of the group.
When the girl with the skin-colored thong showed up, I had to take a second look to make sure she had on anything at all, Amber said. I know it's not polite to stare, and I tried to look away, but my eyes keep drifting back.
TJ laughed. Don't they have bikinis where you come from?
Not like the ones these girls are wearing.
The models are all eager to make a good first impression, TJ explained, as the models greeted the group of men and women who had gathered to meet them. Popularity is an important factor to the judges when deciding who will make the best spokesmodel, so the girl with the biggest following from the crowd usually wins.
If my mama was here, she'd be running around praying for these girls' salvation while wrapping every one of them in one of the towels housekeeping is stacked by the pool.
TJ laughed. I need to get everyone registered.